victorious faith. In this message, Pastor explains the position of being victorious, where you cannot be defeated, as Christ has given you victory.
Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel. Two scriptures, 1 John chapter 5, the first letter of John, that's not the Gospel, the first letter of John chapter 5, the fifth chapter, and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. Tonight I want to speak to you about victorious faith. The Gospel of Luke chapter 18. 1 to 8 verse. We won't have time for all of those scriptures. But we read verse 1. Verse 2, verse 3, and verse 8. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge, which feareth not God, neither regardeth man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversaries. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this woman troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Amen. Hallelujah. Victorious faith. You know, there is a difference between winning and victory. There is a difference. Most of the Christians have a winning mindset. Now the IPL season has started. If you're watching the match, turn off that and listen to this message tonight. Every cricket team wants to win. But winning is not the same as victorious. A winning mindset is not the best mindset that God wants his children to have. A winning mindset means you are always trying to overcome something or the other. There is always a battle going on. And somehow you got to win. But there is a place in the scripture which tonight the Holy Spirit will impart upon you, of a place that you have absolute victory. Amen. Victory can be imparted to your spirit. If it is winning, you can win today and then still lose tomorrow. But if you're victorious, it means you're victorious forever. Victorious means you can never be defeated. The children of Israel in Egypt, they had their victory when they came out of Egypt. They had their winning. They won that battle. They came out of Egypt. 40 years they survived in the wilderness. They won that survival battle. But once they crossed over into that promised land, they were victorious. Nobody was going to put them out of that land anymore. They were going to enjoy the fruit of that land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is a place, a position in Christ that God is taking his church into. thrusting his church into, where you can never be defeated again. If you receive that tonight, say amen in the name of Jesus Christ. You can never be defeated again because Christ gives you victory. Now this part of the scripture in Luke chapter 18, we don't know the name of the judge. We know the story. It's a parable. We don't know the name of the widow. We don't know them, who they were. Can you imagine this widow is coming and she's saying, avenge me of my adversary. A widow, a harmless woman, had enough and more enemies who were trying to defeat her. I mean, what can a widow do? Chances are that in life you will have some enemy or the other. Even if you have not done bad to them or hurt them, somebody who wants to destroy you, whether you be poor or rich, educated or uneducated, unbeliever or Christian, who you are, chances are that if you're successful, you will have more. This widow is coming to the judge and saying, avenge me of my enemies. And Luke 18 and verse 1, Jesus spoke this parable saying that men always ought to pray and not faint. So for your victory, you need to make sure that you have a spirit of prayer. I remember when I came to the Lord, God graced me, blessed me to pray, to spend time in His presence. I would get up in the morning, go into, you know, a chapel or somewhere, keep the Bible, stay there till they close the church in the evening. Coming out of a bad lifestyle, I knew that the only way that I could have victory in my life was if I prayed. I realized that prayer is as necessary as breathing. Prayer is where you get your energy from. So learn always to protect your altar. Safely protect your quiet time with God or your loud time with God, however you pray. Because praying person will hardly get discouraged. No matter what life throws at them, no matter who the adversaries are, no matter what kind of battles come across their life, they have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of Jesus. I bless you with the grace in the name of Jesus to pray. Amen. No matter what happens in life, no matter what the challenges are, if you pray, you will stand. 30 years, and if I'm standing, it is because of the grace of God. It is because of that grace of prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You will never find a praying man or woman falling apart. Because we pray to a God who has given us eyes, and our God can also see. He's given us ears, and He will hear your prayer. He's given you a mouth, and He Himself will speak to you. Call on God as a father. Pray in the name of Jesus. Have access to God. You know, this time I was in Africa, and a man of God, a you know, he whom God is using mightily across the world. So we met, and then he said, God has given you access into his presence. He's given you access into his presence, into the supernatural. Praying people have staying power. Her prayer was a prevailing prayer. If you're consistent in your prayer, you will be consistent in your walk with God. Prayer is not even asking God for anything. Sometimes we think, okay, I don't have a need, so I don't need to pray. No, no, no. It's a relationship. It is the DNA for your Christian stability. When you pray, you've already conquered. You come out from that prayer closet, nothing can defeat you. God told Moses and God told Joshua, just like I was with Moses, I'll be with you. No man shall be able to stand against you. No man shall be able to bring you down. Now this story is not a comparison, but a contrast. It says, you know, the judge is not God and the widow is not us. It's a parable, and God is saying, listen, if this widow prevailed and persisted, how much more? God is not unjust. This judge was an unjust man. He did not regard God, fear God, or regard man. What is the chance of a widow getting justice if there is a judge who doesn't fear God, nor regard man? How does a poor widow ever win? How can you win? Your battle, your challenge against whatever you're battling, whether it be a sickness, whether it be a debt, whether it be a challenge, whatever. How can you win if the one whom you are approaching is somebody who doesn't fear God, does not regard man? If a widow had to go through it and still have victory, you're better off than that. Have that confidence. Faith is confidence in God. Open your mouth and say, faith is confidence in God. He who comes to him should know that he exists and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. Faith is confidence in God. Absolute confidence in God. The most non-threatening personality of widow had enemies. Amen. For this widow, this judge was the only one who could change her story. And her story was changed. This widow came to this judge on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. Only you can help me. I have enemies, I have battles, I need justice. Only you can help me. She came to a system that did not fear God, nor had regard for man. What is the possibility of a widow having victory in that system? Amen. If the person who is in charge of that system, that judge is speaking about a system, can manipulate, he does not fear God, no honor man. He's a manipulator, he can control however way he wants. This is what I want you to understand. The systems of this world is always against you. If you are looking to succeed in life, Be victorious in life. Don't look to the world. Don't expect them to regard you or to take care of you or to honor you or to help you. The worldly system cannot bring a solution to you. Sickness did not come from God. It came from the world. Can you imagine that? You know, before times, you know, when somebody is sneezing, they would cover their nose or their mouth. Now it doesn't matter who is standing next to them. They'll just sneeze. They don't care. They don't fear God. No regard, man. Help you? You want a loan? Yeah, take it. Interest? Yeah, interest. Now, first 6 months, no interest. After that, we'll take everything. You think they're there to help you? That system does not work for you. You think the business world is out there to help you? To get you promoted, to make sure that your business goes up? You think that's the way it is? This is speaking about a judge who did not fear God, a honor man. There's no way that he was going to help. Whether it be health, whether it be business, whether it be career, whether it be getting your promotion, don't look to the world system to get you through. Just buttering up your boss won't get you the promotion. Because promotion does not come from the south or from the east or from the west, but comes from God. Just being nice to people, don't think they'll be nice back to you. So what is God saying through that scripture? God is saying, it doesn't matter who is controlling what. As long as you prevail in prayer and come before a God who is just, who wants to honor you, crown you with tender mercies, you will win. You will have victory. You will be above that situation. Most people go through life and they go into the world system. This person will help me. If I have that right contact, that person will help me. Or maybe that doctor. You think the hospital business out there is trying to help you through? You're trusting in that prescription. How do you know they're injecting that medicine into you? You're trusting that? I don't have anything against medicines or hospitals. But what I'm saying is my faith is in God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This widow is alone. It doesn't say she had children. We do not know what happened to her husband. Maybe she killed him. We don't know. We don't know. Doesn't matter. She is alone. No one to talk to. And she is going to the world. The judge. And the judge does not regard men, nor fear God. The world doesn't do that. You think the world fears God and is out there to honor men? They are there for themselves. They are there for themselves. You think the world wants you to be rich, successful, doing great? How, brother, how are you doing? Hi, no. You think it's easy to make money? If you make money, they're going to tax you. The world system operates, whichever country you are in, that's how the world system works. But faith will get you to go up high. If taxes go up, so will God begin to raise you up higher. The world system is not there to bless you. whether it be the courts, whether it be the media, whether it be the doctors, the hospitals, but faith is persistence. Are you with me? Glory to God. Lift your hands and faith is persistence in God. Amen. It is not, you know, big faith or small faith. Sometimes small faith has great quality. It's the faith that works. It's better to have little faith with quality than have big faith with no quality. Just saying, 20 years, Pastor, I've been in the church. I know the Bible from cover to cover. Most probably they only know the cover. Because there is no faith. When they are faced with challenges, adversaries come, when battles come, no faith. But faith, or victorious faith, or prevailing faith is a person who will never give up. Amen. Your problem, you know, the world is not trying to make marriages better. So a counselor out there is not going to say, you're going through a problem? What are you going to say? What are your friends going to say? Divorce, man. You think the social media is for you? You want to give you the right opinion about marriage, family life, children? The worldly system does not promote the Bible. The world is never going to get better. So do not put your confidence in that. For you to prosper, for you to be healthy, for you to make your marriage work, for you to be godly parents, for you to rise up into holy life, for you to do business greatly, you need faith in God. You need victorious faith. That is why 1 John 5 and verse 4. Read that again, please. 1 John 5 and verse 4.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Whoever is born of whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world.
Even our faith.
Even our faith. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the world is like, what the worldly system is like. Your faith in God. It is what is called spiritual gut. Spiritual guts. The guts that make you strong. It doesn't matter who is against me, what is against me, what the amount of debts are, what the doctor's report has been. No, my faith is in God. I've called upon Jesus. The world is a hard place. I don't know why I'm staying there in that. But some of you need to understand that. You can never use the name of Jesus out there in the world. It'll get harder as the years go by. You'll need spiritual guts to say Jesus is the only way of salvation. Prevailing prayer, faith is confidence in Jesus Christ. Whoever is manipulating and controlling the world system, don't be bothered by that. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. When you do that, what God will do is, God will make you above. you won't be under the world system, you will be above it. You will never be beneath it, you will be above it. As a matter of fact, just like Daniel was given charge over the kingdoms, God will raise up a generation that will be in charge over the worldly systems. Look at Joseph in the scriptures in the Old Testament. He was spoken bad about, he was envied, he was put into a pit. They tried to kill him. Was tempted, false reports were given about him. They put him into prison. There is absolutely no chance for him to ever come out of all that. But his faith is prevailing faith. It does not matter how long or how 17-year-old, by the time he was 30, 13 years, he became the vice president of that nation. He was above that system. Are you with me? Faith will make you to overcome the world. Lift your hands and say, by faith in Jesus Christ, I will overcome the world. I will stand on victorious ground through the victory that Jesus purchased for me. Amen. Everyone will come to you because you have the solution. Every nation came to Joseph. He had the grain. Open your mouth and say, I will have the solution. I will have the grain. Because of the wisdom of God, because of the blessing of God. You're not competing with the world. You are not trying to get ahead through the world system. You're not looking to the world to promote your business. You will be different. Because of your faith in God. Even if you're selling peanuts, don't compete with the one who is selling peanuts on the same road. Your peanuts will taste better. If you're a real estate, into real estate business, you will have the real grace. Yours will be the real estate. Because of grace, because of faith in God. Glory to God. There might be many doctors, but your prescriptions, your voice, your touch will bring comfort and healing to many. Open your mouth and say, because of the grace of God, because of faith in Jesus Christ, I won't be defeated. I will stand on victorious ground. The judge changed his decision. The system was changed for a woman. I feel inspired to tell the woman, woman, you have the power to change the system. Even though the judge did not fear God or honor men, this woman changed the system. Don't say I'm a woman and just sit in some corner. God's grace, by faith in God, you have the power to change the system, to be above. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Many a time in a man, they sit there kind of like powerless creatures and expect their wives to encourage them. Who is doing all the prayer in your home? Most probably it might be your grandmother, your mother. They're the ones who's getting you. And you're going about trying to succeed in life and thinking, okay, that contact, this contact. It's never that. I came to the Lord because of my mother's prayer. I would have been sitting in some corner smoking weed. And most probably some of you might be sitting there and smoking weed with me. But thank God we are in a better space today. We're still high, but on the most high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My grandmother, my mother, they were all prayer warriors. They prayed. They had faith. Glory to God. 1 John 5, verse 4. Look at that scripture.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Amen.
And this is the victory that...
Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory, your faith. Whatsoever is born of God, you have to be born again. Born again. Thank God I'm born again. God, unless you are born again, born of God, you are born of your parents. That's how your flesh came. When you're born again, Your spirit is recreated, restored back to God. You have, there are two wombs. Your mother's womb brought your flesh out. But the spiritual womb, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit will create the spirit within you to be whole before God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That happens when you accept Jesus Christ into your life. When you believe that He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood for your forgiveness. He carried your curse. He took your infirmity. And by His stripes you are healed. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God was slain for you. And when you accept Him, His righteousness comes to take control over your life. Your spirit is restored back to God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus lives inside of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And faith is invested or put into your spirit. Faith is not here. Faith is here in the heart. It is not intellectual information. It is not knowledge. Knowledge is good. But it is the Word of God producing faith inside of you, where you know Christ is inside of you. It doesn't matter who is against you. The Lord is for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the world, the system of the world, you don't know when you're doing business who to trust. Who is going to cheat you of your money? Which restaurant to eat? What is the food safe? You have no clue. But when you have faith in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will thrust you to do extraordinary things for God. The flesh born once is prone to sickness, prone to defeat. Born again, you have Jesus in you, that understanding, that realization, the truth inside of you will help you to know no matter what, who says what, how whatever the system says, I have confidence in God. I have confidence in God. I have confidence. I put my confidence in Jesus Christ. He will see you through. It doesn't matter what the world system says. If you're looking to the system to help you to find a bride for yourself or for a good spouse for your child, the world will always defeat you. But your faith is in God. The God will give you the right one. And you look to Him. So the most dangerous thing for a Christian is to be worldly. You can't overcome the world if you're married to the world. But you are different. You speak different. You dress different. You do business different. You engage the social media in a different way. You cannot overcome a world that you're sleeping with. You cannot overcome a devil or a demon that you are sleeping with. That's why the Bible says, separate yourself from the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. You know, somebody asked in the life, is life a bed of roses? And the person answered and said, it depends on who is making your bed. You want God to make your bed, separate yourself from the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you still with me today? It doesn't matter who your adversaries are, what, who has hurt you, betrayed you. None of those things matter when you're born again. You have forgiven, let go of all that and say, hey, I'm born again. My home is heaven. Jesus is my Lord. Christ is in me, the hope of glory. There is no unforgiveness or bitterness that I'm harboring inside. Those things, I haven't got nothing to do with this world. Somebody hurt me. That system is created to hurt you. It is your mistake that you look to that system. Sickness does not come from God. It comes from this. Where did COVID come from? It didn't come from heaven. And so John 16 and verse 33, Jesus said, can you imagine Jesus is giving his greatest sermon? Everybody speaks about the Sermon on the Mount, you know, but John 16, 14 to 17th chapters, you know, Jesus' last words before he's going for the crucifixion. And he's saying, he didn't make it easy for the Christians. He didn't make it easy for us. You know, he said in John 16, 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See, what did Jesus say? Jesus didn't make it easy and say, everything is going to be easier. He says, in this world, you will have tribulation, problems, injustice. But be of good cheer. Look to me. You are mine. I am yours. I have overcome the world. And that is the thing that I'm imparting into you. Be of good cheer. Glory to God. Tonight I came to tell somebody, you will overcome everything that is done against your life. Open your mouth and say, I will overcome everything that has been done against my life. Every sickness, every trial, every injustice, you will overcome everything by the grace of God, by your faith in Jesus Christ. It's the faith that doesn't give up. Victorious faith is the faith that will push you forward regardless of the medical, bank, credit, academic, emotional, or economic report. It will still push you through. No matter what is thrown at me, I'm coming out of this. It is the faith that doesn't give up. Amen. It is called the stubborn faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in closing, I close with these four thoughts that you keep in your mind. That faith in Jesus should be, he's good. He's not a mean God. He's not like that judge. He's a good God. God is good. God is good. Have that confidence. Two, he really loves me. He really loves me. Most people, you know it here, but he really loves you. Three, he's faithful. He's faithful. Four, he will work everything together for the good for those who love him. Everything is going to turn around for my good because I love my Lord. It is that strong confidence in Jesus that helps you to overcome and stand on victorious ground. Are you with me? Can you say that with me? He is good. He really loves me. He is faithful. And he will work everything for the good of my life. Amen. Do you really believe that? He's really good. He's not like that judge. He's really good. Do you believe that he really loves you? Do you? Do you believe that he's actually faithful? He is. And whatever you're going through, it'll all work together for the good of my life because I love Jesus.